Welcome back, everybody, to Amin Yomi Tirup Tadaf, Samach Vavam and Beis 66b, and we are on the top of Samach Vavam and Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us two other things which someone is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Habanim Yotzin Biksharim. So young boys are allowed to go out on Shabbos with knots. So we're going to define why the boys and what these knots are. B'nei Melachim Bezugin, and princes are allowed to go out with certain bells on their clothes. V'chol Adam. This is also true about any person, not necessarily just kings or princes. Elisha Dibru Chachamim Bahove. But the Chachamim spoke about the prevalent custom, which means that normally it was princes who were wearing these things. So the Gemara is going to actually relate this to a machlokas, whether all Jews are B'nei Melachim. How exactly we interact with that, but we'll see that as we go. So now comes the Gemara and analyzes the Mishnah. What are these knots? So my charm, what are these knots that the Mishnah mentioned? Amar Adamari, Amar of Nachum Bar Baruch, Amar Ravashi Bar Avin, Amar of Yehuda. Kshurei Pua. What these things are, they are different herbs for refuo. So they're knots that are made of these different plants, and that you hang them around your neck in order to cure whatever illness you are facing. So now Abaye comes, and we're going to see this a bunch of times on the Talmud. Abaye quotes his mother. Now it wasn't actually his mother, because his mother died in childbirth. It was the woman who raised him, who he called Aim. So Amar Abaye, Amra Li Aim. So mother told me. Flasa mukmi. So if you have three of these knots, then that will contain the illness. Chamisha ma. So if you have five of these knots, it will heal it. Shiva afilu kshafim male. And if you have seven, then it's so beneficial for you that even if someone's trying to do witchcraft on you, it's not going to work. I'm Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, v'hu delo chazei le shimsha v'siyara. So he comes in, limits when exactly these knots can work. So he says, as long as these knots were not exposed to sunlight or moonlight, v'lo chazei mitra, and if they weren't exposed to rain, v'lo shmia le kol barzala, and if they weren't exposed to the sound of metal clanking against each other, v'kal tarnagolsa, or the sound of a rooster crowing, v'kal nigre, or the sound of footsteps. So if any of these things are heard, then these knots are not going to work. So Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Nafal Pusa Bavira, you just ruined the entire thing, because there's no way that these knots are not going to interact with any of these stuff. It's impossible to comply with all these conditions, and therefore it's going to be irrelevant. So now the Gemara comes and asks the next part of the question. My Iri Yabanim, so why did the Mishnah only teach that this applies to boys? Afilu Banos Nami, this should apply to girls too. They should also be allowed to leave with these things on Shabbos, since it's for a refua. So my Iri Ketanim, Afilu Gedolim Nami. And we also said it's young boys. Why specifically Ketanim? It should apply to Gedolim also. Elamai Ksharim, rather the Gemara has a different explanation of what these Ksharim are. Not necessarily these herbs that make you feel better. Rather, it's Kihada Amar, Avin Barhun Amar, Avchama Bar Guria, Bain Shiesh Lo Gaguin Alaviv. So it's referring to a son who's having a tough time with his father leaving. His father's leaving him. So Notel Ritzua Mimin Al Shal Yamin. So the father takes a strap from his own right shoe, Vikosher Lo Bismol, and ties it to the boy's left arm to kind of get rid of the boy's sadness a little bit, to show that the boy will always remember. This is assuming that boys are much sadder over the departure of their father than girls, which maybe at the time was the case, and certainly, I guess, differs based on family. But Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'simanech Tefillin. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, and the mnemonic to remember this practice is Tefillin, that you take and tie something onto the left arm and not on the right arm. And the Gemara explains it's important that you do it this way because V'chilufa Sakanta, because if you would take a strap from the left shoe and put it on the right arm, that's some sort of danger. And it will cause the boy extra depression for the leaving, so it's important that you do it the way that it was said. Now, in general, with all of these refuos type things, Rabbi Kivager points out that you shouldn't try these refuos because we're not going to know exactly how they work and all of the different details of all of them, and then when they don't work, we're going to come to be malug, we're going to come to make fun of all these things. But it's, you know, we could take from here that the Gemara has all different types of wisdom. But now the Gemara goes on with other health on Shabbos rulings, now that we just mentioned all of these things in terms of what you're allowed to carry for health purposes. So the Gemara goes with other types of health rulings. So Amar Avin Bar Huna Amar Av Chama Bar Guria Sachufe Kasa Atibure Bishapta Shapir Dami. So he says that if someone has a hot cup of water or something, you pour out the hot and then you have all the steam in the cup, you're allowed to put that on your stomach on Shabbos to go on a alleviate some sort of stomach pain. Now a second halacha. Amar Avin Bar Huna Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, all from this Avin Bar Huna said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, Mutar Lasoch Shemen Umelach B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to smear some sort of mixture of oil and salt on your palms on Shabbos in order to get rid of the drunkenness that someone may have. Where do we see this ever happen? Kiyadur Rav Huna Mibei Rav, because this happened in the case of Rav Huna when he would come from the house of his teacher Rav. Rav Mibei Rabbi Chiya, and when Rav would come back from Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya Mibei Rabbi, and Rabbi Chiya from Rabbi Kavu Mibasmei, when if they were drunk and they were drinking out that house, Maisei Mishla Umilcha, so their teachers would go and they bring some sort of mixture of oil and salt. V'shaifi Luhu L'gavayasa, Didayu V'gavayasa, Dicharayu, V'amrei. So they would smear it on them, on their palms, this oil and salt mixture, and they would put it on their hands and feet, and they would say, Ki hichid etzil ha-mishla, just as this oil is thinning out, because, you know, there's the warmth of the person's body. So just as this oil is thinning out, Leitzil chamrei depalnya bar planisa. So too, the wine that was causing you to be drunk, that should also thin out and become not relevant. V'ilo, and if there was no salt or oil available, so what they do? Maisi shia didana v'shari le b'maya v'amar. So they would bring the seal of a barrel and soak it in water, and they'd say, Ki hichid leitzil hai shia. Just as the clay of this seal is thinning because of the water, leitzil chamrei depalnya bar planisa. So to the wine that was causing you to be drunk, that also should thin out and become irrelevant. Now we have a third ruling of Avin Bar Huna in the name of Rav Chaim Bar Goliya. Amar Avin Bar Huna, Amar Rav Chaim Bar Goliya, Mutar Lechanek B'Shabbos. You're allowed to perform some sort of strangulation therapy on Shabbos. Basically, if someone has a neck problem, so you put your neck in a certain way that it looks like you're strangling, but you're not really, you're just straightening out the neck muscles or bones, whatever it may be, that's allowed on Shabbos. Now a fourth ruling. Amar Avin Bar Huna, Amar Rav Chaim Bar Goliya, Fafufe Yenuka B'Shabbos HaShapir Dami. You're allowed to wrap an infant on Shabbos in order to straighten its bones. Now comes the Gemara and just has a bit of a machlokas as to who said this last, and was it really Avin Bar Huna Amar Rav Chaim Bar Goliya, was it different? So Rav Papa Masne Banim, Rav Papa, when teaching over these rulings from Avin Bar Huna, said Banim, meaning plural, two teachings regarding the healing of children, and Rav Zvid Masne Bain, he just taught one thing regarding children. So the Gemara explains, Rav Papa Masne Banim, he has both of these because the first one was the tying the strap around the arm to make him not miss his dad anymore, Vitarvayu Masne Huba Avin Bar Huna. He has both of those, this thing of straightening out the bones and the thing from before with the strap. So both of these are for Avin Bar Huna. Rav Zvid Masni Bain, he said that it's just Bain, Kamaisa Masni Bavin Bar Huna. So the first one, the knot therapy thing. So that is referring to Avin Bar Huna. V'hai Masni La Biraba Bar Bar Chana. And this one's Rabba Bar Chana about the straightening out the bones of the baby on Shabbos. Tam Rabba Bar Chana, Afafukha Inuka B'Shabbos HaShapir Dami. That you're allowed to do this. So only one of these was attributed to Avin Bar Huna. Now the Gemara goes and brings different things that Abaye's mother who raised him taught him. So Amar Abaye, Amra Li'em, my mother told me, Kol Minyane Bishma De'ima, all incantations. Anytime you're trying to have someone feel better through incantations, you use the mother's name. So if you're talking about a certain person, you should always say the person who's struggling, Ben or Bas, whatever the mother's name is. Kol Kitra Bismala. And all knots are always tied on the left arm. Now, just in general, this thing of the mother's name. So Post can explain that when someone's sick, we go by their mother's name. But once they pass away and we're remembering them, then we go by the father's name. So a lot of reasons are given for this. Maybe the compassion of the mother is more, or maybe the mothers have less of a chance to sin because not chayav as many mitzvos, whatever it may be. But that's practically what the Post can say to do. Now another rule of Amar Abaye, but he said Amar Liyem, mother told me again, Kol Minyana Demifarshi Kedemifarshi. Any incantations where the number of repetitions that you're supposed to say a certain thing is explicit, so then say it that many times. Udolomifarshi Arba In V'Chad Zimne. But if it's not stated explicitly, then you can assume that it's 41 times that you need to repeat that thing. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Yotzin be'evin tekuma b'Shabbos. A woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos with some sort of stone that preserves pregnancy, meaning that it avoids miscarriages. Mishum Rabbi Meir amru af b'mishkal evin tekuma. So Rabbi Meir says you're even allowed to go out with a counterweight, a weight that, even if it's not that exact thing, something which weighs the same amount of that thing, and therefore that's going to prevent miscarriage on Shabbos. Lo shehi pila. And this is not only true of someone who has previously miscarried, el hashem atapil, but even if you're just afraid that you might miscarry, you're allowed to have this also. Lo shehi ibra. And it's not even talking about someone who's already pregnant, el hashem atis. Rather, it's someone who might become pregnant and they're afraid that they may miscarry. They are allowed to carry this on Shabbos. This whole thing of being allowed to carry a weight is only true if it's the exact amount of weight that this special stone really is. Meaning, but if you had to adjust the weight to make it fit to that stone, then that's not going to work. So, Abaye says, Mishkal de Mishkamai. What about if the counterweight of the counterweight has to be measured out? Is that going to be good enough? Is this also effective in preventing miscarriage? Teku, we're not sure necessarily about that. Good. Now comes the Gemara and says more things that Abaye was taught from his mother. Amar Abaye Amar Liyem Leishta Bas Yoma, for a fever that comes daily, Lishkol Zuza Chivara. So what you should do is you should take a white coin, Vilezol Lemachalsa, and you should go to this place by the sea with a lot of salt, Vilishkol Maskele Milcha, and weigh it against its salt. And then what you should do is you should tie the salt by the neck opening of the shirt with a strand of hair, and this is going to cure you of your fever. Elo, and if you don't have any of these items, you should sit by the crossroads. Gamla de Dari Media, when you see a large ant carrying something, Lishkol Velashadye Begufsa de Nachasha, so you should take the ant and put it in some sort of copper tube, Velistame Ba'avra, and then close the tube with lead, Velichtame Beshitin Gushpanke, and seal it with 60 different types of seals, Ule Barzule, and then shake the tube, Velidre, and then carry it, Velemale, and then say to it, say to that ant, to Unach Alai, to Unach Alai, your burden upon me and my burden upon you, and therefore you're going to get rid of your daily fever. But how do you know that this ant hasn't been used by a different person? So maybe the ant is carrying that other person's fever, and now you're switching your fever for a different person's fever. That's not going to help. Rather, ella emale to unai utu unach alach. Rather, say my burden and your burden is upon you, and therefore you are going to get rid of that insect, of that fever. Ve'ilo, and if you don't have any of these items available, lishkol kuza chata, then take a small new earthenware vessel, ve'lezel nahara, and go to the river, ve'lemalei, and say to it, nahara nahara, river, river, ozfan kuza demayel orcha de'ikoli, give me some sort of vessel of water to heal my daily sickness that has come to me, ve'lihad reshav zimne al reshe, and you have to circle the vessel 7 times around your head, ulishidyein la'achore, and then put the water behind you into the river, ve'lemalei, and say to the river, nahara nahara, shkol maya de'yahavtali, take back the water that you gave to me, de'orcha de'ikoli, for the routine that has come upon me, biyome aso viyome azal, for today it's here, and tomorrow it's going to leave me, and therefore you get rid of the illness, and it goes right into the river. This is the end of Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, different refuah things on Shabbos, and how exactly that works. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.